Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Jen, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
But
Jen.
Hey, Kristen. Remember how I told you that I did not sleep last night? And I did this thing that I have not done in forever, but I forgot until last night that I used to do it every single night of my life until I was probably like...
And now you don't have lower back pain? I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I blew a fuse in our house with...
Good Lord.
Yeah. No. Yet all of my toys don't run on batteries. They take I have one of those like washing machine plugs installed into our yeah. I wish I were that person, but I'm not. Cause I'm like, you know, I have anxiety issues and they were hitting me last night and I listened to music until 2 a.m. I like,
whoa,
you, Kristen, the last song that I downloaded, and I'm not joking, and like, my life is a series of B-sides and like guilty pleasures. So, you know, I don't think if this is your first time listening, get to know me. I have really bad taste and stuff, but also you should listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or you can watch the podcast on our YouTube channel. So you can.
Yeah, we're occasionally on even the Twits, the Twitter. Zero on TikTok, but we have one. There's just lots of places to find us. And some places we're a little more active than others.
Yeah. So and we're more active on podcasting than we are in the bedroom.
Absolutely. I give way more to podcasting than I.
We're trying to change some things. But anyways, I couldn't sleep. I'm listening to music. Guess what band I downloaded a couple songs of last night?
Can I take an actual
guess?
I'm going to take a couple guesses. Kiss. Anything
from
Kiss.
Very close. Very close. No.
Anything from Skid Row.
Oh, God. You're so hot right now. You're so hot.
No way. No, I am.
You're so close. You have no idea.
Poison.
What?
Poison.
I already downloaded, Kristen. Of course I already had Poison.
Why? You know, God.
There's two that are so ridiculous that I was like, girl, get to sleep. I was like going to hit myself with a frying pan before it got worse. Okay. Trickster.
That's what I'm going to say. Yes.
There's a worse one.
That's what I wrote it down.
You did?
I wrote it down.
Worst.
I have a very strong Trickster connection that I have.
What?
I do. My first concert I ever went to was Trickster and Firehouse.
Oh my
gosh. I'm sure those guys are all working at like, they all have like real jobs now at like corporate Applebee's, but I was like front and center at their concert.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd ever gone anywhere without my parents.
Poison was my first one.
Oh,
and
so good.
Cinderella and Britney Fox.
Oh my God. You went to a Cinderella concert? That's basically like going to a cult
what?
Meeting. It was Warrant was my first one. And the opening bands were Trickster and Firehouse.
That's a great concert. I didn't.
Cherry Pie?
Yeah, I didn't get to go to that one. That sounds like that was a pricey ticket.
I saw. Oh boy. I'd never seen. It was like. I had left the nest and I was in the nest of women who like to show their boobs, and I was empowered. I didn't do that myself because I didn't have any. But women were literally throwing their bras on stage, and I just kept thinking to myself, well, let's just say their bras looked very different than mine. Nobody wanted to see, like, one step up from a training bra on the stage of a trickster concert.
Oh, but my gosh.
I appreciated all those women that were throwing, like, real lacy numbers. I'm like, get at it.
Good for them. I mean,
get at
it. Guess I could probably throw my bra, but they'd be like, what was this used for? Detailing a car? Why would any self-respecting woman put this parachute backpack on? It looks so...
I would never throw my bra on stage because I buy expensive ass shit, and I'd be like, I can't, you know, I got one that's bigger than the other. They're I can't, I special order,
I get them,
like,
custom made. There's a shirt shop. But you know what? There's what would be great is if there was, like, this bra shop that did that. They, like, sew two bras together, and there's an opposite match of some woman in Los Angeles that she's like, oh god, I'm left strong on the left, not on the right. She's strong on the right.
Yep, we just go in, cut them down the middle, size them up, and we're good to go. Oh, God, if that was a thing. I don't want to surprise you right now, but I'm going to talk about Peloton.
I am shocked.
Listen, honestly, this is the first time we've ever been able to talk about them in this way. But, like, I signed up for Peloton, the app, like 6 months ago, and I really, really love it. I think the teachers are really positive. I think the music's really cool. There's a fitness community, so you can high five each other when you're in a class. And it's not just about somebody that likes to do, like, a cycling class. There's every kind of class on there, which, you know, that, and it makes you motivated.
That's why Kristen and I could not be more different. I just close everybody out. I just want to, like, me and the teacher have a moment together, and I'm doing yoga. Kristen made me download the app 2 weeks ago, and I've done 10 classes already.
I'm so proud of you. That's so awesome. And what I love is the beginner programs all the way to Tabata intervals. And as you progress, you can choose from a wide range of cycling classes that meet your level and keep you challenged every time you clip in.
So Peloton isn't just game-changing cardio. Add a strength class to your ride or combine cardio and strength in one workout with bike boot camp. I'm not doing that, but I am doing my yoga. But you can get a total body fitness experience. So get started on your Peloton journey today and download the Peloton app from now through January 31st, 2021 for a free 2 month trial.
That's 2 months free when you download the Peloton app on your phone, tablet, or smart TV.
You're not still sleeping on a mattress from 2020, are you?
You are. Heck no, I'm not. I'm not.
Good. You got to get rid of everything from last year because we deserve better than that. So give yourself an upgrade. Kristen, I know you have, but all of you listening, go check out Helix Sleep.
They have an easy quiz on their site that takes just like 2 minutes, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. We buy everything online nowadays, so why not a mattress, especially during the pandemic? The last thing I need to do is lay down on a dirty floor sample mattress.
So after I took the quiz, I was matched with the Dusk mattress, which is kind of...
Me too.
Kind of bouncy, but still firm, so just like me. Plus, my husband, he made this like hole in our mattress because he's like a belly sleeper. And so this is definitely an upgrade that we needed.
So if you're looking to swap out your mattress for something better, head over to Helix Sleep. They have free shipping and their mattresses come right to your door. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it.
Just go to helixsleep.com/mom and take their sleep quiz. And they'll match you to a customized bed that will give you the best sleep of your life. Trust me.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows at helixsleep.com/mom. What was your other one you downloaded?
Well, okay. Oh, God. There were so many.
I can't believe you said trickster. I can't believe you said trickster.
The other one was Faster Pussycat.
Get I did! That you did a deep dark dive into the music
let
world.
Me oh, and that wasn't all. There's so much more that I have to tell you about. But sorry that I keep going into such a high octave, but music makes me really
I know, we're screeching.
Happy.
I literally have started telling myself, like, when it's quiet in the house or there's just nobody's on remote learning, just have music playing.
Yeah.
Because what I'll end up doing is we'll break into a dance party or like I kind of move around. I get like my mood gets lifted or like even worse, I get like empowered.
Yes.
Like I'm like, yes. And that is, I feel awesome when I feel emotionally charged and the kids are like, oh God, no.
Yeah.
But then I, you know, then it's that's when the magic happens. Like, if I'm listening to Taylor Swift's new songs, you can get the safe version so it's not explicit. And I'm listening to Champagne Problems. I'm like, you don't even know the pain she's endured.
See, I have not listened to any of that yet. Like, this is what's...
I got to change it.
Music used to be such a big part of my life, especially when I was in outside sales. Like, I was in the car, like, 4 or 5 hours a day. Oh. So all I did was, like, listen to these extreme playlists that I had. Not the band extreme.
No, let me ask you. No, hey.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
Deep inside. That was the one that everybody was like, they're talking about sex. And I'm like, well, shocker. So is everyone else. No one's doing a ballad that's like, all I want to do is shop and bag my own groceries.
All I want to do is respect your chastity. There is probably some really weird Christian music that has stuff like that. I'd probably like it, though.
It just makes you want to bang more because they're telling you to, like, all I want to do is hold your hand tight. Hold your hand tight and move it around a bunch.
I think you should wait until marriage. And I don't want you to think about it, but it feels so good like nothing. As soon as you do it, you want to do it all the time.
Because it feels pretty awesome if you're a couple of drinks in. That would definitely be like a number one hit.
Where's our record deal?
Where's our record deal? I've been saying that forever. My husband tries to steer me in the direction of not singing. But let me ask you, are you a repeat listener or are you a, like, I listened to it and then I put it in this compilation and I kind of got to have... Like, will you listen to one genre? Do you mix it up? Do you have a song that you'll listen to over and over?
Oh, I will. If I really love a song, I will listen to it like incessantly. I will listen to it looped and looped looped. And then I'll get like not tired of it. It's just kind of like goes back burner and then it like goes somewhere else in the circulation. But you do this thing that's very similar to my husband that I don't do, which is like you can have music on while you're typing or writing or working or something like that. And I can't, like, if I have it on, it's kind of all I'm doing is listening to it.
Oh no, I promise I'm typing the lyrics. I'm not.
I believe.
You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm like trying to write like a letter to the school and I'm writing like Lizzo lyrics, you know, like I 100% am not working well. I just am in a better mood if I have music. And it's been like during this time being home all the time, it's been really fun to see what my kids are starting to gravitate to. They've got 2 number one songs right now that they play over and over. And I'm going to tell you right now, I had to say stop to one of them. We had a goddamn Rick Astley, like 2-week bender that I was like,
never gonna turn around and desert you.
8 a.m. Finn Sweeney, because he's old man Sweeney, you know, he's like a 72-year-old dude that's almost 10. He's got a routine. He gets up, he goes pee, he goes downstairs, he turns on Rick Astley. He does a really big jam to start his day. And I was like, after day 5, it was really cute at first. I'm like, I go, stop
quit
singing
Rick rolling me, man.
I couldn't go to sleep without never gonna get healed.
I can't. Never gonna here's my very weird and specific reason I cannot Rick Astley. I also can't do a.
I know.
What's that one? Always something here to remind me is like about the same
time.
Okay, because it was, I had one of those little caboodles alarms and it was like, it was always the song playing when I had to get up at like 6 a.m. for school and I hated it. It's like, it is the sound of an alarm for me. Like if you put that on my fridge.
Your alarm?
Yeah. Like if you put, if my fridge made that sound every time I opened the door, I'd be stick thin because I hate both those songs so much because it makes me feel like I'm waking up early.
I don't want to get it in my head because then it won't stop. Like I know there's, did you know that there's literally like marketing scientists? I totally just made up that
marketing
name. Copyright.
No, tell me what
marketing
they are.
Okay, there are marketing scientists out there, and their whole thing is to create jingles that strap to your memory brain so you can't ever let go. And that's who Rick Astley is to me. And I'm like, what is the deal? And I was looking at old videos on my phone, and remember when Colin dressed up as Eric from The Little Mermaid, and we had a Little Mermaid party, and your husband was there, but none of the other dads dressed up. So my husband, it was just my husband by himself, gyrating to this Rick Astley
with
song,
my husband egging him on
with your husband by himself, and you're like, Britt's like, yeah, you look really good when you're doing that. He's like, yeah, Rick Astley. I'm like, what is this guy? He's like, he's intruding on our, it's, I need a break. One hit wonder, Rick Astley, I love you, but you've had your time, you've had your due, we are done.
I think he had a couple, and he had a Christmas, but this to me is a really strange thing, which is when I was a little kid, I took piano lessons. I was terrible. It's just not like one of the, you are good at it. Yeah, you can.
No,
I was like, I was so bad. And then I thought my piano teacher was trying to murder me one time because she like left the room really suspiciously and came in with her hands behind her back. And I was probably a pain in the ass. So I was like, you show me how to play this song. Like, I need to see your hands, see that you're unarmed. I was such a brat. But I have always, as long as I can remember to this day, will find myself humming two songs, and one of them is Ode to Joy.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Dun, 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 dun. Is that it? Wow. We're going deep dive.
I know.
Do you want to come back?
Hold on. I got to let my brain go on like comatose mode. But what's the other one? Because, the can-can. And I'm sure I have done it around my kids because I hear it in my brain even if I'm not doing it, and Dash does it, both of those songs. And he was doing it one day. I go, do you even know what song that is? He's like, no. I'm like, that's Ode to Joy. That's, you're gonna learn to play it on the piano.
That's amazing. Ours is Mission Impossible. Dun, 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 dun. So like when the kids are doing anything, I always underscore it. And I think that's awesome.
I know this is a really difficult spelling test. Let me give you some music to relax you.
Yeah. I'm like, Eleanor, go brush your teeth. And she'll put the toothbrush in and I'll be like, dun, 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 dun. She's like, it's not funny, Mom. It's not, what you're doing isn't funny. And I'm like, I beg to differ. I think it's hilarious.
Can I, as a sidebar, just tell you that Delilah, who is 5, and, you know, she doesn't know what a lot of words are, just to verbally say them.
Neither do I, honestly. I've got like 18.
See, my 7-year-old corrects my grammar, and I'm like, I'm from Nebraska. You can back off. You and my husband can clear the area.
Read my subtext, not my actual
exactly.
text.
If I communicated it, it's right. She had to... They give her like 1 minute to write the sentence. The gazelle tripped on the mountainside. And I was like, I can't. How do you spell that, gazelle?
I mean, I'd
see?
Loose it from the hip. I'd be like, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. I don't know. Is the E on there? Who knows? That's too hard of a word. I'd say the duck. I'd simplify the duck. You didn't say I had to spell it. You didn't say I had to be a gazelle. Yes. I think duck is really simplified and funny.
So, okay. back to music. I just had to tell you that ridiculous thing that happened today. But so my dad listened to all these. He had this like crazy stereo system that would like boom the whole house. Like we had like if he was playing like the Star Wars album or something, like it literally shook the house. And
I love it.
He had every style of music. There would be a new artist that came out on the radio. He would be like, yeah, I don't like those Backstreet Boys. It's all electronic, you know? Like if there was actual like musical quality to it, then he would enjoy it. He would listen to it. And so when he'd always buy albums for us. And I, about age 9, when my brother was in middle school and started playing electric guitar, I got really into heavy metal. Like really.
As you do. I mean, it's weird that you were that young. I'm not going to judge you. I was definitely listening to the Oak Ridge Boys and carrying along with whatever my parents wanted me to listen to, which was generally the country western of the time or throwback to the 60s and 70s.
Well, there was definitely a lot of the Barbara Streisand Memories album was a huge, huge part of my life during that time, too, because it was like my mom would be like, put on my album on Friday nights, but she'd like kick off her shoes and.
My God,
have her wine cooler.
That makes perfect sense. I remember
she never had a wine cooler, by the way.
She never. Barbara should have had a wine cooler, probably, but she had.
Totally.
But she had her music, and Babs is a good one. But I remember when I was growing up, my parents, they weren't like an aficionado like your dad. They just loved the music of their time. So like they had these songs and I'd like to call them the sex songs because I always knew something was up. But like we'd be in the car and like, I still remember we would be in the car. I was in the back seat and there would be a song that would pop on and they would both like start like looking at each other and like jamming out to the groove. And I was like, gross, what is happening? And then my dad would be like, Terry, remember this song? And my mom would be like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, oh, God. You guys humped this song and we're listening to it.
God for them.
Cars of family. No, I don't want to know. Well, I can't ever listen to Jefferson Airplane again.
Oh.
I was like.
I can't.
It's like, is that your song?
I can't for other reasons. I just, I'm not a fan.
I know. There's a lot.
Your parents.
Hey, man, that was.
You'd like to get it on, though.
Well, yeah. They were young and dumb. They didn't know that. I was like, I don't know specifically what you're talking about, but I can tell the tone has changed.
Well,
here.
My husband told me he used to get in trouble for singing 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover because it's fun. It's like rhymey, like step out the back, Jack, get a new plan, Stan.
Oh, yeah. Stan.
And his mom was
get
like,
on the bus, Gus, just set yourself free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never cared what the words were until, Like a Virgin came out and I was, I think as you were too, obsessed with Madonna.
Oh my gosh.
I have so many strong Madonna memories. Like she was shaping who I was as internally. And I remember Like a Prayer. I fucking love that. I play that song over again. Just like a prayer. Your voice would take me there. It was a very scandalous video because there were crosses on fire and my mom was like and I was like, I love it more now. And then oh my God, it was so sexy. I think I probably humped my pillow and like there was nothing left after that album.
Madonna did that to you.
She just made me feel like I was like growing up and I was like, oh, everything, all of it, all
did
of her songs.
I tell you that I can't believe if I wouldn't have told you this, but I had this babysitter one time and I don't remember her name, but we were watching MTV. Like my parents were so strict. They really were. But when it came to music, it was like, whatever,
anything goes.
So we were watching MTV and the Jump video was on. And, you know, David Lee Roth gets right up to the camera. He's got these red leather pants on and like does this like kick. And she goes, look at that. And I was like, look at what? She goes, his pants. Look at what's in his pants. And I was like,
I don't know why he has a tube of tennis balls in there.
I am uninterested in this tennis ball collection. I don't care.
why is he carrying a flashlight in his pants? I don't understand.
You don't jump when you have that kind of equipment in your pants because you can't.
You can't. You're too heavy.
I heard this terrible story about a guy wrecking on his motorcycle with a screwdriver in his pocket. And I don't think David Lee Roth was being responsible. And that's where my 8-year-old brain was. Not on his wiener.
And meanwhile, your very inappropriate babysitter's like, look at the junk on this guy.
If I were a parent, I would
80s,
be like,
baby, it's the 80s.
I'd be like, sit down, middle school. I hired you to not direct their brains in this direction, man. Like, I hired you at $2 an hour to keep them from watching the movie Airplane, you idiot. Like, just please.
Or mine, Poltergeist. I was like, I'm just going to go upstairs to bed.
Yeah.
And then the babysitter was like, yeah, okay. And I went into my parents' room and they had HBO and I watched Poltergeist by myself. And I was like, she's a terrible babysitter. She's never checked on me once. I know she's down watching The Love Boat. That wasn't my regular babysitter. Paige Roach was my regular babysitter. And literally anything she said, I did. I was in love with her. But if anybody else babysat me, I was like, I'm just going to make this shit really hard for you every step of the way because this is not what I want. But that has nothing to do with music, but it does have to do with my ADD.
Well, I will say that if, you know, a 6, 7, 8-year-old can objectively say that this is a babysitter not being very responsible, then that's a pretty good indicator.
That's a bad babysitter.
If your babysitter is watching things on TV that your like 9, 10-year-old is like sprouting chin hairs and stuff after watching, like you obviously are a bad babysitter. I just want to say.
There's a blonde little baby Jen that's smoking a cigar. Ooh. You've gone too far. That kid's seen too much. Like that's not a good sign.
I cannot pick out Italy on a map. But have you guys seen David Lee Roth's junk?
It kind of looks like a boot, if I'm going to be honest.
He's got Italy in his pants, you guys.
He's got Italy in his pants. God bless him. Was there ever a song when you were in high school that like was like your... you probably didn't do this because you just had boyfriends, but like your like fantasy song where you're like, this guy's totally going to be into me. I'm going to listen to my fantasy song over and over again and pretend that I'm French kissing.
I am going to be remotely disappointing and telling you I probably had 100, so many that I can't even like, I could probably look at my phone and give you some real specific ones, but.
What was I had it? One. And I had it in my what did we have because we're 5,000 years old? Your running man, your disc man. No, what was before that? Tape deck.
33 phonograph.
Yeah. 33. You guys,
you cranked it.
I put it on this. I cranked it and put my ear inside. I had it on my tape, my little portable tape player that was operated on batteries so I could listen to it on my earphones, my spongy, weird wire 1990 earphones. And it was Mr. Big. I'm the one who wants. No. Yep. Be with you. Is that right?
Yeah.
No. Wait. Yeah. No. Take back your confidence.
That's Mr. Big.
Am I getting it wrong?
It's either Mr. Big or Extreme.
Extreme. No, Extreme is. I'm the one who wants to be with you.
Is that Tesla?
That's the song I listen to.
Tesla?
Fuck, man. Tesla's a deep cut, Jen. If I'm listening to Tesla, I need to go to finishing school.
You just froze. Tesla's
Tesla, that's a deep dive.
All of mine are deep dives, except I really didn't listen to much that was on the radio.
I used to make love to myself listening to that song. I didn't even know what that was. That would have made my life easier.
Well, I have to say, and not in like a musically elitist way, because I really like a lot of super shitty music, but like rock music, the only thing that were like radio hits that I really liked were Bon Jovi stuff. So I will say that I'll be there for you.
Oh,
these five words, I swear to you, was a huge like heartbreaker, like when I was, or I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
That was the, that's the one that I have listened to. Not only that, the version by Dolly Parton. I just made my kids listen to them side by side in the kitchen. And we were having this moment. And the moment was, will you just stop talking and listen to how important and beautiful these songs are? So it was a really nice, magical moment as a mom.
When you have to yell to have a sentimental moment, those always feel great.
God damn it. I think for me, the biggest album that came out in my lifetime was Nirvana. I was one of those. I like flipped a switch. Yeah. I went from, I can remember my friend Colby, my parent, you guys, this gets scandalous. One time my parents went out of town without me because I had to sing a solo in our Madrigal song competition. And
my parents would never have done that. They should have left town so many times.
Oh no, this is the only time they couldn't, they literally, and I was like, my heart was beating out of the chest because I was like, don't play it. Like, you're excited that they're leaving. Just be like, it's not a big deal. 2 days. Three nights, they were 2 nights, 3 days. And I had parties both nights. And the first night, my friend Colby brought over Nirvana. And we sat, and my parents had this really expensive, really awesome stereo. And they had this really awesome house that I was not allowed to screw up. And we just sat in this sunroom and listened to this album over and over and over. I bet for like 6 hours. And we were all just listening to this music, and I was like, that's it. I'm nothing but Doc Martens and flannels from here on out.
Yeah. I remember it was such a big deal when Kurt Cobain died.
Oh, God.
I don't want to date myself, but I will say, like, a friend of mine did a countdown of how many days, like on a blackboard at school, how many days we've been without Kurt Cobain.
That's the saddest, nicest thing. I saw him in concert right before he died.
That's
and
pretty
it
cool.
was super cool. It was
I never saw him.
I know. It was really neat to see him live. I was so far back that they looked like they were miniature figures, like Legos, because my seats were so, like, because I was such a poor college student. I was like, oh God, can I get something behind a beam so that it's like $11?
Like back then, it was like, God, it's $14, and then Ticketmaster's gonna fuck me for $7 more.
Yeah.
Like you just couldn't even.
Yeah. But did you go to the Ranch Bowl a lot in Omaha? Because I never went there, and I heard that place was dope.
Oh my God, girl, this is a really bad topic.
Why?
I don't even know if I want to
tell
get
everybody
it.
What that is. It's so awesome. It was famous where I'm at.
Well, now it's a Walmart.
Oh,
but
sucks.
Back when I was younger, it was like such a great music scene. It's where 311 started playing. Yep. They used to be on New Music Mondays. And I dated this super cute, nice guy named Dennis that had a tape of theirs. And it was like taped over something else, like probably Rick Astley or something like that. And we would listen to 311. But
another band I love. Love, 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 love.
Like
love.
I said, my dad was always like all about go see live music. Here's money. Go buy a ticket. You like music's an experience. And then one time I was there. So it was like bowling.
Yeah,
there's
a bowling
space,
alley.
Bowling. Then they had sand volleyball courts, which who did I see out there? But I got my feet cut up so bad. I had gotten new Birkenstocks and went out on the sand volleyball courts, and there was like this mosh pit. And I am very short.
Yes.
And people like destroyed my feet. But I remember.
Well, don't go going into a mosh pit wearing Birkenstocks, you dummy.
You know what? Everybody.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Wear a steel-toed boot.
I'm 1,000% sure I was not in the right state of mind to be making shoe choices or any kind of choices. Because, for example, I was kicked out of a Bad Brains concert for being too drunk one time. And I was, I don't think I was old enough to drive.
Do you remember when you told me this story? And I was like, looking like I was doing like heavy math. And I was like, wait a minute. You couldn't get into the Ranch Bowl then. You were underage. No. It never occurred to me that you were in there underage. It like I remember like, well, how did she get in? And Jen's like, a fake ID. That's
well, I don't. Some concerts you didn't have to be. You could be underage, and maybe you had to be 18 or something. But there was the woman that worked the door. For if anybody, people will, I guarantee you, anybody that listens to our podcast is from Omaha. The woman that worked the door until the place closed was 100 years old. It was this woman that was
like, oh my God,
so old. And she just, you let people in.
That's cool. I think that's really cool. Like life. Music performances are so fun. My husband and I, that was one of our first like big, wait, were we already married and had a baby? I can't remember this.
What concert was it?
It was, the Married to Kate Hudson. Oh my God. You just put me on the spot. Now I'm having a
Black Crows.
Black Crows. Nope.
Different.
Is it Black Crows?
She was married to one of the Black Crows. Yeah,
then you're right. That's it. Baby, here I am. I'm a man. And man,
that's a Black Crush. I was in Austin one time with my friend Marv, Matt, Monty, these friends of mine. We were there and like South by Southwest had just started, knew nothing about it.
Oh.
And like, I didn't know what it was a thing. This is how old I am. This totally dates me. But we were walking down the street, like 4th Street or something like that. And Marv goes, hey, that's the Black Crows. And I went, oh, because it was like a guy in like a stovetop.
Yeah.
Hat. Like, what do you call those? Like Abraham Lincoln hats.
He weighs 42 black pounds.
Real heroin-y. And he was like, no, that was literally the Black Crows. Like, why are we walking by the Black Crows right now?
I know those really music fests. I know that some of them get a bad rap. But I think like at the end of the day, going to see big venue music, small music, whatever it is, as long as it's live, is so, so cool. It like change, especially when you're young, because it like changes the way you look at the world. I feel like I missed out on Woodstock. I would have probably not gone because I would have been like, there was too much like druggery, but I would have liked to have thought I'd be there just for the music.
This is where it's so funny that we have these divides, and I cannot believe that this is who I was as a person. But so do they still do Lollapalooza?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if they still do, but Colin worked at it one time, but I know it was a big deal for a long time.
So I drove to Kansas City with some friends from high school, and it was like this big open air concert. It was like 110 degrees. It was so hot that they had like the fire hoses and were hosing people down, and they would refill your cup with water, but you had to buy like a $14 Coke or whatever beforehand to get it. But so everybody was walking around with these huge cups because it was so hot. So, and it's like an all day concert. It was a really good one. It was like the Breeders, L7, George Clinton. Who else? It was a really good one. You can look it up. It was so good. And then, so around 5 o'clock at night, we were through all of our booze. And I went to the bathroom and I met some guy who gave me ditch weed, but I thought it was regular weed. It's like, FYI, if somebody just hands you a joint, I'm sure there's people like that. But most people are like preserving it for themselves if it's worth anything. And this guy gave me a joint, and probably like stoner etiquette or like drug etiquette is you're supposed to give him a handy back by the restroom. But I didn't know that. I was just like, thank you. I was a cheerleader in high school. I don't know what I brought it back to my friends. We're like, great, let's smoke this joint.
Oh my God.
And then that's the last thing I remember until the headliners, Beastie Boys, took the stage. Yes. And this is what I woke up to. And it's so surreal that every time I hear this song, I remember this so clearly. I was laying on our like picnic blanket, and Sabotage comes on. You know, it's got that big like that. The sound of that music woke me up, and I'm laying down looking up, and everybody, these huge like 40-ounce cups that they'd given for water, everybody was throwing them into the air like it was snowing. And I remember being like,
why is my t-shirt
I'm dead? What happened? Like, I could not do the math of what had happened to me. And everybody I was with was like, man, you were out for a long time. But then we all got diarrhea on the way back. And it's a 3-hour drive, you guys. It was really hard. And we were in one of those 2-door Ford Escorts. So it was like, was it worth it? Yes. Would I do it again? Not now. Not now. No.
I don't know how we top that. I don't know how we top that situation.
I don't know. It was very spiritual for me.
I feel like music is going to be a never-ending conversation for us, because music is, it's also been really important to you and me too. Like, remember when we were like building our first show and we sat in that hotel room together and we were like, this song needs to be the song we walk out to, and that no like frilly music. And there was like a venue who just tried to play like some like predictive list of what they thought women would like. And I was like,
yes, it
this
was
is
literally
insulting.
Like, a Kristen goes up to this guy and was like, you know, she's doing her best to like maintain her anger. And she's like, can you not play My Heart Will Go On Again?
Yeah,
can you
that's going to be a real like, buzzkill for
I
this
I thought
crew.
She was going to punch him.
Yeah, because yeah, I was like, don't underestimate us. All like, unless that shit has the vibe of like Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. Like, we're a crowd that wants to party. I don't need to sit around and like kumbaya it, you know, like we all want to like party together and have a good time. That guy was like ruining my buzz. Not that I was buzzed before a show, but maybe one or two times.
Well, the thing about music for me and like in our house, and why I think it's so smart that you guys listen to music, is that it really does like change your mood at kind of a cellular level. Like, it's sort of, you know, remember Ghostbusters 2? Wasn't great,
nobody.
But like the goop would like respond to me. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like my goop responds to music. And like, if I do love, my husband and I are like, were you born with ennui? Because I was. I absolutely was. Like, a little bit of sadness has always like permeated my personality. And like, I love a good folk song. I just do. But it kind of like spirals me down.
Yeah.
But if I put on like good, and I mean, I like really good, like if I really need pumped up, I'll listen to like White Zombie or something. Like something that is like kicking ass.
I have a couple loud Marilyn Manson songs that I'll get into. And it's ridiculous because this is when I was at the gym and I have no business. I'm not picking up 25 pound weights and doing curls. I'm picking up a 4 pound weight and doing like six. But I have like.
But I'd love if you made the sound.
I promise you, if I have headphones on, I'm making sounds and I don't know it. And I also break out into song with the headphones and I won't know it. And if you think you sound good when you're singing along, you don't. But it's not. I don't want to say don't do it. But I will say our song right now, our heavy number one first item on the playlist, and I'm not over it yet, and it makes everybody boogie, is It's Getting Hot in Here by Nelly. It's just, I don't want my kids to repeat the words, but they've memorized mm-hmm. them. So now it's like, I got to put my hands up at some point. I'm not kids bopping that. Nelly would, that's not, okay. That's not, you know.
Here's a fun thing to do.
Okay.
We can take this to like just gym favorites or what? Because I do have, there are a couple gym songs.
Pump up songs.
Like pump up songs, like on the treadmill. Do you remember that song, Them Jeans? Shake what you got in the jeans to the window.
I'm not wearing jeans on a treadmill. I'm going to have a yeast infection.
Just that song.
We just listened to Flo Rida Low the other night. Like, what was it?
Get Low. Club. Oh, I'm thinking of Get Low, yeah. Actually.
Get
sorry.
Low,
yeah.
Get Low, Get Low.
Get
and then
low.
I.
That's to the windows, to the wall.
To the wall. Yeah, that's all. I'm listening, man.
The sweat drips down my balls. That's what it says.
Well, I tried to explain to my children that was the balls to which they were going to go to the park with. And
that's right. They're basketballs.
They're basketballs, you know.
Because they're working so hard.
They're working. They're sweaty, too, because of their activity choice. Jen.
So that is that.
Oh, sorry,
what?
sorry. I was thinking maybe
I was just
going to
ask. Can we cut each other off as professionals? No, I was going to say, give me some of your all-time favorite songs.
Five top off the top of my head.
Ooh.
Right
oh,
now.
Man, okay.
Just fast. And I'm going to be mad because I'm going to want to.
I want to look them up. I don't want to make a bad choice.
I'm not going to even title them right. You can't look them up. That's cheating. You got to just go for.
You know what? I'm going to look at my most played.
I would say, what's the song we listen to all the time? With the long blonde hair chick, your lady,
Stevie Nicks.
Landslide and Blackbird. Is that the Beatles?
Tonight. That's the Beatles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm into those two right now because I just need to like feel pain and feel heard. I'm going to say Taylor Swift across the board because I love her. And I need everybody just to be on board because I think she is a musical genius and I love her. And I also
I think most people are on board or they're just.
Or they're dumb. She's got to have something for everybody.
They're just haters. Yeah.
At last this love
of you.
That's my wedding song. So I had to say that one. And then I have a lot of fond memories of country western music because that's what my dad and I would sing together in his car. So I guess I'm saying genres more than specific songs. But one of my favorite all-time songs that'll go down in history in my brain and in my body is the song, the Justin Timberlake song, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah, because that was our song that played right before we went on stage on tour. And every time I hear it, I think about how cool that felt.
So, it's such a pump-up song.
It's such a pump-up song. And we sing it all the time. We play it all the time. Those are mine. What's yours?
Well, I really love so many, so I just went to my playlist.
Oh,
that
she's
is
such
my...
a cheater. I barely got
no,
through mine.
It's not. It's my most commonly played. And honestly, I have to take off the top five because it's all kids songs. It's literally Kids Bop 39. I love so the first one that's mine is Turned Down for What by DJ Snake and Little John, which I would not have said, but evidently I played it a lot. I love, there's this song called Restless Heart by the sea.
Oh my god, these are so like, or I just don't listen to anything. It's not uncommon for me.
Faithfully is one of my favorite songs.
What's
of all
that
time
one?
Like highway run into the midnight sun, wheels go round and round.
Oh,
you're on my
mind.
Yeah,
yep. Restless heart. I never
now
think about
tune.
Those and then
sleep alone tonight. Who Ooh. Is that though? It's Journey, right?
Yeah, probably. What's your other one?
Fame.
Fame. I can listen to Defying Gravity from Wicked on the treadmill, and I'm rocking hard.
Yes, they're just those songs that you never would turn off if they came on the radio.
No, I can make myself cry when I listen to some of them because I pretend I'm singing, and I'm giving a performance.
Yeah, I think I would have to say,
number one. You're going with your number one right now. You got to say one.
Wait, I am?
Yeah, because you've done four. So now you gotta make a big swing.
Okay, ding, this is ding, a deep ding. Cut because I love Stevie Nicks. It's called Has Anyone Ever Written Anything For You?
Oh, dark.
It's a really good song. Yeah, it's a great song, though. It's just
you
her on
to,
piano.
Like, up your mood music. I'm going to send you a list of really dumb.
Well, I have a totally... What Little John and TJ Snake are
that evens it out, but I feel like you need to have like three of those and two of the other ones.
No, I have a different party playlist, but songs that I'm like, I can't do without that song in my life.
Yeah.
That
mine is the Whitney Houston song and the Dolly Parton song. I play those two. It's like I'm emotionally cutting if I play those two songs because there's one that's like
Dubs, saddest song.
On the
maybe
planet.
Ever written.
On the planet.
It's crazy sad.
And Whitney singing it, I'm like, don't anybody.
I can't.
If somebody does it on Idol or something, I'm like, poor move. What are you doing?
I'm telling you.
Don't do it.
If you do want to get yourself really sad, go on YouTube and look at live videos of Whitney Houston singing because Whitney Houston was the best singer ever. I'm pretty sure.
Of ever.
Ever. You know what we should do? We should do a hot flash.
Oh, hot right flash.
Now. Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash. I'm going to hot flash it up for CeCe DeVille, the guitar player for Poison, who I owned up to this in our very first live show. He is the band member that nobody else agreed on. It was all Brett Michaels or Ricky Rocket, I'm pretty sure. But I've always liked the funny man. So I thought we'd get married. I planned on moving out to LA like as soon as I graduated. And then I went to college. I don't regret that. And then, but we never have hooked it up. But
that's his loss, girl. Like, you're right? Available. Right? I bet he reaches out.
I'm
currently
literally not available.
No.
But
I know you're not available now, but I'm just saying he's going to pretend you're available and he's going to reach out to us. And then he's.
He had like a 20-year window and he didn't act on it. So, I mean, that's an answer. I get it, Cece DeVille. You're not into me. I get it.
Well,
I'm not into
he
you.
Just didn't
I am
know
married
about
to
you. It's
Britt McAdams and I love him.
Which they basically have the same hair. It's just.
They could. My husband does not dye his white. He's just a man of steel and it's just so much testosterone.
And a lot of it's full bodied. It's full bodied hair.
He just is a hairy man.
There we go. There's our hot flash.
Okay, Kristen, we have to go to the mom box for just this mom quickie, okay?
Hey,
you're going to love
nothing
this.
Nothing I like more than a quick.
That's what they all are
the
for the most
box.
Part. So, Heather L., Heather LaRocco. That's very exotic
very
sounding.
Exotic.
Sounds very
or
cool.
Italian.
What's Mr. LaRocco look like?
I don't
picture
know. Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of what I got in my hand right now.
She sent us a message and she said, just wanted to let Jen and Kristen know that they would be amazing on Flea Market Flip. And all I have to say is, why are we not on Flea Market Flip, Kristen?
I don't know.
What? They're producers. If there's anybody listening, we are the people who can take shit and make it shine.
Is that because they would think we would win it so easy?
Probably. They're like, they're shoo-ins. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
No.
They're going to be like, you have too much experience. I'll be like, you have no idea. Give us a shot at the title. Oh,
welcome to my home, you guys. I bought these real beater pair of Gucci sneakers online because I was like, oh, this is a smoking deal. No, it was. They smell bad. And I've been trying to paint them. So I put me on Flea Market Flip.
Flea Market Flip. I want to be on Flea Market Flip and I want to be on The Amazing Race. Those are with both of us because I think, although I don't like heights, I don't want to eat anything weird and I'm terrible at puzzles. So I feel like it'll be a fast trip.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
I think our insights combined
would be at least half of another team.
We would make at least till the first commercial break.
Here's
for
the
sure.
thing. We would get on Amazing Race and then we would think we were on Flea Market Flip and we would stop doing what we were supposed to do. And we'd be in Spain or something and we find a really neat chair on the side of the road. And we're like, we're not going to the next destination until we've redone this chair and sent it back to the States to our house. So
yep, that's
what,
my problem.
That's what we're hoping for. So, yeah,
you know what I would do? I would memorize if we were on The Amazing Race, I would memorize my credit card. I would memorize the whole number, the code, like all of that. And then I would have them ship me the stuff. So,
See, you're already thinking, don't tell anybody else because we can't
win.
Yeah. And I try real hard, but I.
You'd be on The Amazing Race and they would just give you like a blue like spelling bee ribbon. Like you tried so hard with like a bear on it.
They're like, we've never seen anything like this. She's still strapped down to one of the heights, obstacles. We can't get her down because she's terrified, but she's still up there. I'd be like, don't worry about me, you guys. I'm just going to stay here for literally ever. I can't do that climb a mountain side of a ladder thing. I think I would eat some weird like cooked testicle if it meant we would make $1 million. I would do that.
Damn right you would. I'd make you. I'd make you eat all the testicles so that we could win $1 million. Hey, he's got Italy in his pants. Okay, that's all for this podcast.
That's done.
Bye.
Bye.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.